what he had money to finish, and then that was it. And eventually we got it all finished. But people don't do that way these days. They go to the bank and borrow all this money and then they forever paying it back.
Oh boy, that's the truth. I hate to even think about being that far in debt.
Well, you know, some of the kids that built houses around here, I've heard people say that they'd be 33 years paying for it. Now that's too long to be in debt to somebody. You never know what's going to happen to you in that length of time.
That's true. I guess you'd have to have plenty of insurance to take care of it.
Yeah, you sure would.
If something did happen. I don't suppose you have to remember anything about that first house, the one that burned?
No, I don't. I don't remember too much even about the building of this one. But I remember following the man around that was working on it and building the pillars and things like that. And because I say I was about 2 or 3 years old. And I wasn't at home when the house burned. I was over at my grandmother's. And so I don't remember that.
Yes, ma'am. So you moved right into this house after the one that...
They must have. You know, because I don't remember living anywhere else.
That's good. How many rooms does this house have in it?
Now? Well, let's see. There's 3 bedrooms and 2 baths upstairs. And there's 3 bedrooms downstairs. And the kitchen, we have 2 kitchens, and the dining room and this and the living room.
Fair sized house.
Mm-hmm. When you go clean it up, it is.
I can imagine. What about this area right here in front where you have chairs and all that? What did y'all call that place?
Well, we called it a porch or the gallery. Mom and him used to talk about the gallery, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we call that a porch.
Do you ever hear people use that word gallery nowadays?
No. And sometimes when you, you know, are teaching and kids are reading a story, it says something about the gallery and you have to explain to them what that is.
What about something like veranda or paisa? Do you ever heard
They've called it that. Mm-hmm. Well, veranda more than the other word. And Piazza or whatever you call it.
I'm not sure exactly how that's supposed to be pronounced.
I think they call it Piazza.
Does it all mean the same thing?
Yeah.
You ever seen any houses around here where the porch extended around on the sides of the house?
Mm-hmm. My mama's sister lived in one, and the porch went all the way around. Well, not exactly all the way around, because it didn't go all the way around on that side, but it did on the other side, around to the back. But now that's the only one here in Stockton that I know of that has that big porch all the way around. They had banisters on it.